Chapter 10, Finding Tom Douglas. When Maya got back in her car, she just wanted to sit there and cry, but she did not have time. She called Eddie and asked him to pick Lily up from daycare later and take her to his house. Then she went online and searched for Christopher Swain. She found an email address for him on the Franklin Biddle Academy website and sent him a short message. My name is Maya Burkett. My husband was Joe. We must speak urgently. Please contact me as soon as you can. She gave him her phone number and then drove to Leather and Lace. 2 hours later, Maya arrived at the strip club. She was getting out of her car when the passenger door opened and Corey got in quickly.
Drive to Livingston, he whispered.
Maya immediately started the car and drove out of the parking lot. That's where Tom Douglas lives, isn't it? She said. What's wrong?
I managed to get into Tom's email, Corey said. He hasn't read or sent any emails for almost a month.
That's when his wife said that he disappeared.
Yes,
said Corey.
Earlier today, Tom received an email about an unpaid bill for a storage shed that he rents in Livingston. He might be hiding something in that storage shed. So, we're going to investigate. I've brought ski masks and something to cut the lock.
When they arrived, Corey gave Maya a ski mask, but she shook her head. People will notice us more if we wear them, and it's dark anyway. They found the storage shed in a parking lot behind an old car garage. The grass was long, and there were old cars and broken car parts everywhere. Clearly, hardly anyone ever came here. As they got nearer the shed, there was an awful smell.
Oh, no,
said Corey.
Let's leave.
We need to see what it is. It might just be a dead animal, said Maya. I'm going to open it. She cut the lock. When the door opened, a human arm fell out.
Oh, God,
said Corey, holding his stomach. Maya stepped toward the body. Corey, you should leave if you're going to be sick. You don't want the police to know that you've been here. I'll manage this. After Corey left, Maya waited 20 minutes before phoning the police. When they arrived, her story was that she had received a call from an unknown number. She said that the caller had told her that Tom's body was here. Maya realized that the police would talk to Mrs. Douglas, so she told them the truth about visiting her. My sister was murdered, and she spoke to Tom not long before her death. I wanted to know why, Maya said. The police took her to the station for more questions, and Detective Kearse arrived. Maya remembered what Caroline had said about the family paying him. He smiled.
You keep finding yourself around dead bodies, don't you, Maya? First there was Joe, and now it's this man.
Maya looked at him. Do you think that I murdered this man? But clearly he was killed weeks ago. And why would I stay and call the police if I'd killed him? Kearse had no reply. Instead, he asked about the caller.
So someone told you about your sister and Tom, and then the same person told you about this storage shed. You're hiding something, Maya. I think that you've been lying to me since the beginning.
Maya had had enough of this conversation, so she decided to accuse Kearse. Caroline Burkett tells me that her family has been paying you money. Kearse smiled.
That's a lie. But I'm not sure if Caroline was lying to you, or you're lying to me now.
The police had no reason to keep Maya, so they let her leave. She went to Eddie's house to pick up Lily. When she got home, she put Lily to bed and sat down on a chair near her, watching her. For a moment, she felt wonderfully peaceful and normal. She wanted to stay here, in this room, with her daughter forever. If Maya slept, the sounds would just come back. So she picked up a pen and notebook and started writing some letters. In the morning, she walked down to the basement of the house and went to her gun safe. She unlocked it with her fingerprint and took out one of her guns. Then, she took the others out and carefully cleaned each one. She was always careful like this with her guns, and it had probably saved her life, or destroyed it. After she finished, she reached into the back of the safe and pressed her hand against something which clicked. A secret compartment opened, where Maya always kept two extra hidden guns. As she looked at them, she was reminded of her grandmother's secret compartment where she found Claire's phone. Maya jumped in surprise as her phone rang. She pressed the answer button and said, "Hello?"
"Is this Maya Burkett?"
said a man's voice. "Yes, who is this?"
"My name is Christopher Swain. You sent me an email?"
"Yes," said Maya. "I wanted to ask you some questions about Joe and his brother Andrew." Christopher was silent for a moment. Then he said,
"Joe's dead, right?"
"Yes," she replied.
"Okay, I'll talk to you, but not on the phone," he said.
He gave her an address and hung up. Maya put her gun in her belt, then took the nanny cam from the living room and put it in the back of her car. She did not want it in the house anymore. Then, after taking Lily to daycare, she drove to Christopher Swain's address.